I'm Michael Hernandez at 6:45. The U.S. Embassy is working on several projects to help local authorities and journalists and is also calling on the Mexican government to solve the cases of murdered journalists. Here's Fronteras reporter Rodrigo Cervantes.
The U.S. Embassy in Mexico is becoming a more active advocate for freedom of the press. Susan Elbow is in charge of the public diplomacy section for the embassy. She spoke at Tech Camp, a program in Mexico City supported by the U.S. government to train journalists from Mexico and Central America.
This impunity has to stop. There has to be consequences and there has to be justice done in these cases so that it doesn't keep happening.
Elbow says the embassy is providing technical assistance and money to develop the Mexican government's mechanism to protect journalists.
Independent media and a free press is essential to a healthy democracy. And it's in the United States' interest to have a healthy democracy as our neighbor.
And as for those trying to get asylum in the U.S., Elbow says it's Mexico's responsibility to look after its citizens. Another nonprofit project under the embassy's wing is Pro Voces. Mariana Gabuti is the coordinator of this initiative financed by USAID.
Y el proyecto está dividido en tres ejes. Uno es protección.
Gabuti explains Pro Voces will start to operate in January, supporting local organizations that work to protect journalists and to prevent and prosecute any crime against them. I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
Community leaders say bullying is a growing problem for Muslim teenagers. Stella Chavez has more.
Zahir Hamid is a seventh grader in Wiley. He says many students accept him for who he is, but there's one kid who calls him names.
He just calls me stupid and idiot, and he acts like I'm about to bomb the place.
Zahir is just one of many Muslim kids sharing their stories about bullying on a Saturday morning at the East Plano Islamic Center. Another student says bullying happens a lot at his school.
It's just like when we're randomly in the halls and someone will just start yelling Allahu Akbar, and it's not directed towards you, but it does happen. Like, this is something we're all used to.
Allahu Akbar, or God is greatest, they're words used in prayer. When these Muslim youths hear other students yell them out in school, they say it feels like they're being made fun of. Ishaq Batan is leading this day-long workshop. He asks the students to be open and honest about their experiences.
I think one thing that we're really trying to do here is to encourage these kids to like speak up for themselves and move from being targets to being empowered teens who are actively working to combat Islamophobia.
Patan is with Islamic Networks Group, or ING. The group teamed up with the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations to host the event. Patan says bullying is a growing problem. According to a survey in California by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, one out of every two Muslim teens has been bullied. That's why he and his colleagues have been traveling around the country to lead these workshops. Batan says kids who go through this training leave armed with tools they can use whenever they're bullied or hear misinformation about Muslims.
And they can then say, you know, they can raise their hand in class and say, actually, what you just said, like, wasn't correct. And then, like, here's it from my perspective and the perspective of the majority of Muslims. And if you want, I can actually give a short presentation about the history of American Muslims.
Batan was a victim of bullying when he was a kid, so he gets it. He says some incidents aren't done out of malice, but rather ignorance. He explains to the students at the workshop there are four types of bullying: physical, verbal, indirect, like rumors, and cyber. Then he asks students,
what would you do if you're teased or bullied?
One kid answers, nothing.
Honestly,
because he says most kids who are bullied don't do anything. Another kid says he'd call an attorney. And yet another student says she'd bully the person who's bullying her. Batan shows a photo of a female college student who was bullied on social media because of her facial hair and how she was dressed. She's a baptized Sikh, and because of her religion, she didn't believe in changing her appearance.
What does this person do in her response?
She explained why, and she acted like she wasn't affected by the mean comments that people made about her appearance.
That's 10-year-old Hamsa Muhammad. She says the college student handled the situation correctly by explaining why she was focused on her character, not her appearance.
I think she kind of took away the power of the person who posted this picture, because bullying is basically like giving power. It's It's giving power to the person who is bullying. So if you take away that power, then there's no more bully.
But she took away the power. I love what you said there. She took that power back.
Nakia Natali is an attorney for the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Dallas. She says her group plans to launch an anti-Muslim bullying campaign, one that will include not just students, but parents and teachers, too.
It's something that really is underreported. It is grossly underreported. We do get requests for assistance and incident reports about bullying in the classroom, but it's not as many as it should be.
Perhaps with this training, that will change. And it doesn't just stop at the mosque. Students will keep the conversation going and take more lessons online. And eventually, they'll get certified to teach this workshop to other students. Stella Chavez, KERA News.